In 1974, Senga Nengudi was fascinated by the way her body was changing and expanding during pregnancy. RSVP1 was her artistic response to this transformation.
I was equally fascinated in how resilient the body was, and I really wanted to somehow duplicate that experience. I also was dealing with the idea of the female psyche, that your psyche can stretch, 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 and come back into shape. I very much like the idea of used pantyhose, because when a woman wears pantyhose, she's usually under extreme stress. I felt as though somehow they were infused with the energy of the woman that wore them. I was excited by the fact that it too had the similar resilience of the body. And when placing sand in the pantyhose, there was a sense of sensuality, which I also wanted to express with these pieces.
For Nengudi, the piece is also about jubilance and humor.
I want the viewer to participate or respond to the piece itself. The first reaction is to giggle because you see something so common as pantyhose being used in sculpture. And then, again, you get deeper into the piece as you stay with it.